Y'all know what time it is, and this is a big one. Trigger warning. It's going to be a deep spiritual dive. I've been going hard in the paint when it comes to scripture translation all day. I'm just coming up for air. About an hour ago, I came up. And I'm deep in the book of Mark now, Marku. And I had this one on my heart. So what I'm going to talk to you about on this live, I had this one on my heart for the past few days, ever since I translated it a little bit ago. This is Matityahu chapter 27, Matthew 27 we're going to go through. We're going to go deep. It's going to get down in your core. If you're a real believer of Yahuwah, I don't believe you're ever going to be the same after this session. I don't think you'll ever be the same. And be ready, because we're going to go through some tear it down scripture translation, where we're going to prove again how these translators, these scribes, have deliberately misled the people and kept them from the true power of Yahuwah. But we're burning it up. We're tearing it down. So we're getting ready to go in. Everybody, let's do the assignments. Let's hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Come on. Hit the share button. Couple of assignments that you can do. I've been working all day doing kingdom business. All day. And I do that pretty much every day now. I got to give a big shout out to the staff that works for our other companies. Many of them follow Yahuwah. And they've jumped in, they've helped and assisted here, and they've been able to keep things moving with the other businesses while I handle predominantly kingdom business for Yahuwah. And I'm proud to be able to do it, and I'm proud to be able to rock with them. So send your prayers to our team, our staff on both sides with Promote the Truth and the companies that Lena and I have, because that's what enables us to be able to do what we do. And how we do it, and be flexible and be able to go throughout the world and bring these messages. So what's going on? What y'all doing? Y'all ready? Well, we doing some shout outs at. Man, we got Emily coming in. Emily Aguilar coming in from Veracruz, Mexico. Yeah. Diedrich coming in from Dallas, Texas. Daniel Libby, my brother out there in Dewey, Arizona. Jamie Galloway, always representing upstate South Carolina. Danielle Hamilton. Out in Jamaica, my sister Amber House over in Pana, Illinois. Lane and Heather, book. We about to book it tonight. This book ain't no joke, Lane and Heather. Coming in from New Boston, Texas. Mike out in Colorado. Sophia. Macomb, Mississippi. Suhey, New Jersey. What's going on? Y'all ready to get it? Alisa, my sister up in Seattle. Donna, I see you. Come on, William Pollock over in Ireland. It's got to be late in Ireland, right? Y'all got to be way up in the night. Y'all like past midnight now, I think. Queen Nelson's in the building. Jesse Gillespie's in here from Clarksville, Tennessee. James Harris coming in from Virginia. Queen Nelson says, we're going to do kingdom business with that super bam right now. Everybody knows the assignment. All the team knows. We're coming on the backstretch for the TSNT portion. So the New Testament, the Berit Hadash, we're in the backstretch. Yeah. We're less than three books away now. We were three books, but I'm deep. I just finished the fifth chapter of Marku today. So you know we're going at it. I got up at 5:30 this morning. Lena saw me. Said, what are you doing? I said, what you think? And we cracked up. What's going on, Sherry Harris, my awesome sister over in Frankfort, Kentucky? Neera, Bangladesh, our representative for Promote the Truth, now working with us down in Bangladesh, right next to India. You talk about 1 billion people over there. He's going to be helping us crack that. Marquise and Lene. What's going on, fam? Brandon Tello. I'm sure his wife Hannah's in here somewhere. Diana Casey, always represents from sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. We got Archella in the building. Come on, Archella. Lynch, Elijah from Alaska. Okay, let's go ahead and burn it up in Alaska. Let's burn. Let's go ahead and get that snow melted for y'all right now. Marcel White's in the building. Shannon coming in from Arkansas representing Yahuwah. Following Yahuwah. Who is that? Sarah Hoke on the Oregon coast with that super. I see you. Brian Robertson. Eartha Robertson's in here. Lisa Alston's in here. Not even playing. Yamani, my consistent sister's in here. Come on. Who's that from the Netherlands? You got to say your name. I see D3. Sexty. Is that what it is? Sexty? Come on, D360. What's your name? What you doing? Donna Steele's in here. Deontay's in here. Luya's in here. Adam's in here up there. And him and Rachel up in Ontario, Canada. Y'all see, we everywhere. All we do is hit a button and we're everywhere. Hey, y'all won't believe the story. I got to tell y'all a quick story before I go in on this today. I got done translating. I wasn't done. I was almost finished translating for the day, but I had a chiropractic appointment. So I had to go by myself today. Lena was handling home business with our son. So I run down to the chiropractor. The gentleman that's the chiropractor, the one that I need that can handle myself, my wide shoulders and everything, you know, professional athlete body. They got this bigger guy in there. Unbelievable. Y'all gonna lift him up in prayer. Unbelievable. This is crazy what Yahuwah did. So, you know, I go in and he works on me. I go in, like, try to get in a couple times a month. Especially when I'm translating so much, because I'm sitting in a chair and I'm having to move around the house. I get in different areas so I can keep my buttocks in different spots in my back and my spine. But he helps me, keeps me in check. So I go there. Doc, what's going on? He said, man, he feels me. He said, man, you got some big knots on your left-hand side. I said, no. He says, well, I'm gonna do you a deep massage over there first, then we'll do the adjustments. All right, great. So we get over there. I get over there. And he's like, so what are you working on all day that you just sitting in the chair? There you live. You believe that question? Come on now. My brother, Dad, Jermaine Ford, I see you. Randy, I see you. Coming in from the Philippines. No, that's okay. We got the Philippines over there. Okay, Abraham coming in from the Philippines. All right, Elmer and Kareem, there they are. That's our Filipino team. Listen, y'all. He goes, what are you working on all day? That's got your back like that, and it's not like that. I said, if I told you, you probably wouldn't believe me. That's what I said, Captain Tillman. I said, you probably wouldn't believe me. I said, you probably would laugh. You probably would be like tripped out. He goes, well, just spit it out. What are you working on? I said, I'm translating the entire scriptures, what people call the Bible, from front to back. Every day, that's what I primarily do every day. Y'all not gonna believe it. So he's sitting there and he's doing the massage on my back. Right, Amber? And all of a sudden, he goes, you gotta be kidding me. And I said, well, what's up? He said, you're doing what? He said, I'm translating the scriptures from front to back. He said, so what's your source? I said, well, you know, I use the original, the earliest languages from Hebrew, Aramaic. I understand Greek and Latin. I said, I understand it all. Been studying for over 30 years. Been rocking in this path for the past 17 years. He said, let me ask you a question. Y'all ain't going to believe this. He goes, do you know the name of the Savior? Are you allowed to say it? And I'm sitting there going, oh, what's going on here? Right? And I said, yeah, it's Yahushua. He goes, well, I've known it's Yeshua. He goes, man, listen, I grew up. Then the guy's bilingual. He can talk both Spanish and English. So he talks very good English. He goes, I grew up predominantly Christian, but when I got married, my wife's dad is a Messianic Jew. And he says, and so my wife influenced me to start participating, learning Hebrew, Come on, Brian and Eartha. I see that suit. He goes, my wife got me to get with her dad on learning Hebrew. He goes, and I started even doing, I've got a paper that I wrote on it, but nobody seems to really want to deal with all the truth. He goes, now I'm curious, are you allowed to say the name of the Father? I said, Yahuwah. He said, what'd you say? He goes, I just knew it is Yahweh. He said, say it again. I said, Yahuwah. Listen, y'all. I said, Yud, Hey, and this man, my chiropractor, I've been going to for months. He's sitting there with this big steel thing in my back. He goes, I say, Yud, Hey, and he goes, Uwa, Hey. So I'm like, he know Hebrew, for real, for real. He finished off the letters. He goes, oh my goodness. He said, say it again. I said, Yahuwah. He goes, Yahuwah, Yahuwah. He goes, let me tell you something. He said, stand up. He made me get up off the table. He goes, look at me. I look at him. He goes, you were sent to me. I've been digging. I've been searching. I've been trying to find all my life the truth. For some reason, I just feel what you're saying is the truth. And I said, because it is. He goes, do you have any information? Do you? I said, of course. And then I gave him the brochure, fam. You know what I did. I pulled out the Spanish. I had the Spanish one with me. I carried with me in my backpack. I pulled out my Spanish brochure. He grabs it. He goes, promote the truth. And he goes, oh my goodness. And I said, it's simple, man. See, we got a QR code on this one. Y'all can even hit this. Anybody speak Spanish, hit that QR code if you're watching the replay. Hit that QR code. It'll take you right to our Spanish site. See that? Boom. We're going to put those also on the English ones. So I give him, he says, man, I'm going to go study. I said, he goes, if you need any help with translation or anything, I'll be glad to help you. I said, no, you don't want to talk much to me right now. I said, what you want to do is go read the site, watch the video, tell me if it convicts you in your heart, then get back with me. He goes, listen, here's my personal cell phone number. You know, doctors don't want to give you their cell phone number. He goes, here's my personal cell phone number. He goes, I'm telling you right now, you were sent to me. The dude was serious, y'all. I came back and told Lena, me and Lena was cracking up. And I'm telling you, like, I was focused on, man, get this adjustment on me. And next thing you know, bam, Yahuwah said, be my witness. Y'all ready for that? Are y'all doing that? Y'all got a witness wherever you go. So that's my story, my witness story for today. While I ran out and came back, and then I was able to finish up chapter 5 of Marku. Then I was like, am I going to do a live today? Do I have the energy to go and do a live? When I do lives, y'all know I bring it when I do the lives. I'm like, so Yahuwah said, y'all know what he said to me? Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. I said, what do you want me to talk to him about, Yahuwah? He says, make them understand the price I paid for them. Like, because I've never really talked to y'all about the price. He says, give them the price I paid and give it to them from that pure translation you just did. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go into Matit Yahu, chapter 27. And I really don't believe anybody here watching this live or the replay will ever be the same again after we go through this. And we're going to have our customary drill where we drill and tear down false translations. So we got 66 verses to go through. 66. So we got to buckle up, put your seatbelts on. We get ready to ride. Everybody hit the like button. And before I go, because we're going to light this one up, it's going to be deep now. It's going to be deep. I'm going to be challenging you at the same time. How many? Hey, got too many people in here not to have those likes up. We're pretty good. But good is the enemy of great when it comes to Yahuwah. Yahuwah expects us to be great. Let's go. Hit the like button, hit the share button, and we're going in. Put your seatbelts on. We going in. I'm going to see who's paying attention. It shouldn't take you. All you got to do is go click. Look down at the bottom. Just hit the like button down at the bottom of your screen. Just hit click, like. Whether you're on Facebook, on YouTube, it doesn't matter. There we go. Now we jumping. All right, everybody. Put some fire emojis in the chat. Y'all already know before I said it. Look, before I said it, the team, they know. New people. We light up the algorithms on here. Mm-hmm. Come on, hallelujah. We're going meat and some potatoes in here tonight. We're going deep. Put some fire emojis in the chat so we can get the algorithm jumping. Get some people saved. Y'all see we put in the caption, trigger warning. Why do we have to put trigger warning? Why we have to put trigger warning? I said morning, right? Because your spirit should be feeling some mourning by the time we get through here. Should motivate you. Here we go. Matthew chapter 27, Matthew 27, verse 1. Early the next morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people met together. Come on, Daniel Bacote coming in hot with kingdom business with that super. He knew I was going to get it cranked up. All the elders of the people with the chief priests met together and decided that Yahusha should be put to death. They captured him. He's now been beaten. Y'all see me, if I read chapter 26, we'll be taught. They beat him with their fist in his face. They slapped him. They spit on him. And after all of that, an innocent man, they decided he should be put to death. They tied him up and took him to Pilatus. That's Pontius Pilate, the governor. When Yahuda Iscariot, who was that? Yahuda Iscariot. That's Judas Iscariot, the traitor. When Yahuda Iscariot learned that Yahusha had been sentenced to die, he was deeply remorseful and sorry for what he had done. He brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and the elders. He said to them, y'all gonna be able to take this? He said to them, I have sinned by betraying an innocent man who has never done anything wrong. But they said to him, what is that to us? That's your problem. Yahuda Iscariot threw the pieces of silver into the Ikal, the temple. And then he went out and hung himself immediately. Woe to him. The chief priest picked up the pieces of silver and said, this money, y'all listen, they knew what they did. Listen, quote, this money was paid to have a man killed. We cannot put this money back into the treasury. Your organized religious people said, that's why I hate organized religion. Because these are the people that will take you out while they're smiling in the name of their G-O-D. They said this money was paid to have a man killed. We can't put this money back in the treasury. They can't put that money back in the church, in the temple. Then they had a meeting about the money. This is how crazy this was. Then they had a meeting about the money. And they decided to buy a field from someone who made clay pots. Somebody to make clay pots, they bought a field from that person. They decided to use the field to bury foreigners or strangers there. This is why people still call that place the Field of Blood to this day. It's there now. The Field of Blood to this day. 9. Then the words that were spoken through the prophet Jeremiah were fulfilled when he said, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price that was set as the value for him by the people of Yisroel. They set 30 pieces of silver as the value of the Creator, the Savior, the Word, the author of life. They valued him at 30 pieces of silver. Man, oh man. The subject tonight is the price that was paid for you and I. The price that was paid for us. Everybody got to go in. Yahuwah is calling you your full attention. Tell the kids, go sit down, watch some TV or something. Nothing on in the background. Pay attention. This could cost you or get you your eternal life. Because it's rare when somebody takes the time and clearly explains to you the price that was paid for your eternal soul to be set free and have everlasting life and not everlasting death. Now, Yahusha, verse 11, was brought before Pilatus, the governor. The governor asked him, are you the king of the Yahudim, quote, Jews? And Yahusha said to him, those are your words. Yahusha said to him, governor, Pilate, those are your words. When the chief priests and elders brought their charges against Yahusha, he did not say a word. He did not say a word. Verse 13. Then Pilatus asked Yahusha, do you hear the crimes they say that you have done? But Yahusha still didn't say anything. The governor was greatly amazed. It shook him up. Shook him up, Sister Cheryl. Put your seatbelts on. Come on, Annette. He didn't say a word. Verse 15. Now, it was customary that during the Pesach, that the governor would release one prisoner chosen by the people. At that time, there was a well-known prisoner named Barabbas. Remember Barabbas? Real name Barabbas. When the crowd had gathered together, thank you, Sister Annette, love you. When the crowd had gathered together, Pilatus asked them, whom would you like for me to release, Barabbas or Yahusha, who is called the Messiah? Pilatus did this because he knew that the Yahudim leaders, the Parashim, the elders, the scribes, he knew the Yahudim leaders had handed you Yahusha over because of jealousy. Pilatus knew it. Pontius Pilate, Pilatus, he knew what was going on. He knew that Yahusha was an innocent man, hadn't done a thing. And while he was still sitting there as judge, Pilate's wife, sent him a message saying, leave that righteous man alone. I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him. A second warning. He knew in his spirit, and then his wife, she'd been having crazy dreams all day about Yahusha. Don't mess with this one. Baby, please do not mess with that one. Don't hurt this one. She warned him. She said, leave that righteous man alone. 20. But the chief priest and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabba and to kill Yahusha. The governor said again to the crowd, which of the two do you want me to release to you? The crowd replied in a shout, Barabba! Pilate said to them, then what shall I do with Yahusha, who is called the Messiah? They all shouted, impale him. Not crucify, that's a pagan word. Impale. That means nail him to a tree, to a big old stake. They were shouting, impale him. Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere and that a riot was starting. So how did he solve the situation? Rather than having the courage to do the right thing, how did he solve the situation? He said, bring me some water. He took some water and he washed his hands in front of the crowd and said, I am innocent of this man's blood. It's your problem. No, it's not, Pilatus. No, it's not. Because you had the power to stop it, but you didn't. Woe to you, Pontius Pilate. Woe to you. You can't, water ain't gonna save you. You can't get cleansed from Yahuwah. No, no, no. He said, I'm innocent of this man's blood. It's your problem. All the people shouted, then let his blood be on us and on our children. Y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? The crowd is shouting. They got group dynamic. That's why I don't like, no, I hate a democracy. I don't like a democracy. A democracy is mob rules. You can get people worked up and get innocent people taken out. Uh-uh. I want a constitutional document that the government and the people got to abide by. That no, 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 you can't get this worked up. So we're going to learn a lot out of this. They all shouted, then let his blood be on us and our children. They put the curse on their children. That's what's going on today. That's what's going on today. People who call themselves the Yahudim, but are not, but are of the congregation of the assembly of Satan. This curse is still on these people. If you wrote, if you all about the Talmud, I hate to tell you, you participated in killing the Savior of the world. Come on, Blake. We're getting the real meat with that super. Blake said, let's get it. Verse 26. We got to go. 66, fam. You should be learning something. Your spirit should start to be staring now, but it's going to get hot. It's going to get hot. We're warming up. Verse 26, then Pilate is released. Barabbas, a crook, exchanged the crook for the Savior to them. He had Yahusha whipped, then handed him over to be impaled. He had him whipped. He wanted to show off. He said, no, no, my blood, that's innocent. Why are you whipping him then? Why are you whipping him then? If you want to have your hands be clean, why did you order him to be whipped and then order him to be impaled, killed, murdered? Wait a minute. Then the soldiers of the governor took Yahusha into the armory area and they gathered the entire troops around him for one man. They brought in all the troops. They blew the whistles. They said, all soldiers come in here. Come on, soldiers, get in here. Watch what we get ready to do. Verse 28, they stripped Yahusha's clothes off and put a scarlet robe on him. They made a crown out of thorn branches and put it on his head. Then they put a stick in his right hand. The soldiers knelt down and pretended to worship him. They made fun of him and mocked him. They said, hey, King of the Yahudim. Hey, King of the Yahudim. After they spit on him, they took the stick from his right hand and they struck him in the head again and again. They beat him in the head again and again. You're my Savior. They beat him in the head over and over. Scourged him. He's already whipped and scourged. His flesh is hanging off. His flesh is hanging off. When you study this the way I've studied this, his flesh, you can see down in his bones, he was ripped to shreds. And after they ripped him to shreds, they spit on him. They took a crown of thorns and pressed it into his head. Then they took a stick and they beat him in the head. There was demons up in those people. Satan was having a field day. When they finished mocking him, they stripped off the military coat that they had put on him. They put his clothes back on. Then they led him off to be impaled. As they were going out, they found another man named Shamaun from Cyrenah. And they made him carry Yahusha's stake. Not a cross. Shame on you. Shame on you if you say the word cross in relation to the Savior. Shame on you. Shame on you. I'm going over blasphemy probably next. I'm going to give you the exact because nobody's able to figure out blasphemy against the Spirit. I'm going to do a training on blasphemy against the Spirit soon. That came up in my spirit when I saw this. Crosses are pagan. The hell of crosses. You going to take away what really went down? You going to pay homage to Tammuz? a sun god worshiper. That's what the T is for Tammuz. Has nothing to do with the Savior. Anybody says cross, they lost. Verse 33, they came to a place called Galgalat, which means place of the skull. There they gave Yahushua wine that was mixed with vinegar to drink. Imagine you thirsty and somebody gives you something that's loaded up with vinegar. Huh? But after Yahushua tasted, he was thirsty. After he tasted it, he could not drink it. Then they impaled him to the stake. Let me make sure y'all get this understood, because ain't nobody out there really talking about this the right way. They put one foot over the other foot. Then they took a steel pin and they drove it through the top foot and then through the bones, down through the bones of the bottom foot into the stake, the tree. Then they put his hands over top of each other and like this, not like this, no Tammuz worship. They then put his hands over top of his head and they drove the stakes through his hands over top of his head. They impaled him. Afterwards, they started dividing up his clothes by casting lots for them. Casting lots like flipping coins. To get pieces of his clothes, artifacts. They sat there guarding him afterwards. Then above his head, they put a sign that wrote what he was accused of. It read, "This is Yahusha, the king of the Yahudim." Yeah, y'all should be feeling this right now. This is the price that was paid for us, fam. They put a sign over his head. This is Yahusha, the king of the Yahudim. The soldiers also nailed two robbers to stakes next to Yahusha. They put one on his right side and one on his left side. People who walked by wagged their head, shook their head, and insulted Yahusha. They shouted, "You are the one that said you could tear down the Aikal, the temple, and build it back in 3 days. If you are the son of Eloah, come down from the stake and save yourself." They said, "What are you doing up there if you're the son of Eloah?" You know what he was doing up there? He's taking all that pain for us. He's taking all that pain from us. For us. We have no idea the pain that was waiting on us. Put it all on him. It's going to get hot, y'all. In the same way, the chief priests and the scribes, yeah, all of y'all that love the old piece of trash, King James, is part of this scribes that killed our Savior. The hell with the King James. Think I care about this bucket of trash? Or any other book that ain't telling the truth. Yeah, the same way the chief priests, the scribes, that keep lying to y'all and to me. for all these years. But 17 years ago, I said, to hell with y'all scribes. I'm going to tear it down. I'm going to figure out the truth one way or another. I don't care if it costs me my life. You don't even understand. I'm going to tell y'all my story one day about 1993 when I was that close to killing myself. I didn't do it because I knew something had to happen sometime or another. The chief priests and the scribes and the elders mocked Yahushua. 42, they said, he saved others, but he cannot save himself. If he is the king of Yisrael, Israel, he should come down now from the stake. Then we will believe him. Then they say they're going to believe him, fam. They said he trusted Elua. So let Elua save him now. If he wants to. He trusted Elua, so let Elua save him now if he wants to. This man even said that I am the son of Elua. Come on, James Harris. That's right, Yahuwah sustains us. This man even said, I am the son of Elua. Also, the robbers that were impaled with him started saying insulting things to Yahushua. They started saying, what are you doing? Get yourself. They're talking crazy to him. Then at about noon. Then at about noon, the sky turned dark. And it was dark all over the land. And it stayed that way until 3 o'clock. 3 hours of darkness. Come on, Daniel Bokote. Hold it together, man. I know it. You got to feel this. If y'all don't feel this down in your soul, the price that was paid for us, you ain't going in. You should be feeling this in your soul. 3 hours it was dark. That should have been telling everybody something's going on. Then about the same time, around 3 o'clock, everybody get ready. We get ready to kill some more trash translations. Get ready. We're going to get the power of Yahuwah back while we understand the price that was paid for us. Y'all ready? Y'all get ready to learn some real Hebrew right now. Get ready. Verse 46, we going in. Then about that same time, around 3 o'clock, Yahushua shouted, Ali, Ali, lama azabatini. What'd you feel? Ali, Ali, lama azabatini. What'd you feel? Say it again. About 3 o'clock, he done been up there for hours with stakes in his feet, in his hands. His entire flesh is ripped to shreds. He's been beat all in the head. He's hanging on but in pure pain. He was in pure pain. And then he says, Ali, Ali lama azabatini. What'd you feel? I want to know what y'all felt before I move ahead. What'd you feel? I'm going to say it one more time. Then about that same time, around 3 o'clock, Yahusha shouted, Ali! Ali! Lama! Aserbatani! Now, before I move ahead, I'm not going to say nothing. Everybody, go get your Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. Put it in the chat. And watch the lies that they did to take away our power from this moment. Everybody, go get, and you got to put what translation you've got. I want you to find every translation you can. All the people watching the replay, I'm going to be reading off some translations, and I want to prove to you that there is none, there's no pure translations in the world that we can find that won't continue to mislead us and take us away from the power of Yahuwah. Elisa put from the ESV, English Standard Version, about the ninth hour, which is 3 p.m., Jesus cried out, Jesus, they put a pagan name in there, it's crazy, cried out in a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lema, sabachthani. They put S in there. Sabachthani. Sabachthani. Blake's got Eli, Eli, lama, azavthani. Azavthani. First of all, I want to tell y'all, this is a fact. There's no E's. No E's. There's no V's like in Vance. E's like in eggs in Hebrew. There's none. You see an E or you see a V. You know somebody is influenced by the exact people that killed Yahusha. That's a fact, in my humble opinion. I'm going to call that a fact, but I'm going to tell you. That's my humble opinion. Elmer and Kareen Hingo put in the NIV about 3 in the afternoon. Jesus, pagan, cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lema, sabachthani. What version you got following Yahoo? You got to put your version. I need your version. Or don't, I can't read it, but I need your version. All right, the TS, so the TS 2009, that's the scriptures, right? About the ninth hour, they put it in Hebrew, Yahusha cried with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lema, sabachthani. Y'all hear this? That is, Ma'el, Ma'el, why have you forsaken me? All right, I need to go back to these other ones. I gotta go back to these other ones. Yeah, Elisa says, my God, pagan, why have you forsaken me? Blake's version from the Sefer says, why have you, my El, why have you forsaken me? They're saying that their Eli, Eli, lema, sabachthani means my God, or my El, why have you forsaken me? That's what they're saying that means. right? The New King James, Elizabeth got about the ninth hour. Jesus cried, pagan, cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? They keep saying, why have you forsaken me? The Amplifier from James Harris says, cried out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Uh-huh. What else we got? What other versions we got? The NIV. My God, why have you forsaken me? The King James, which all of them are influenced by fact. The King James, the granddaddy of them all, says about the ninth hour, J-E-S-U-S, pagan, cry with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Mm-hmm. I'm looking for other versions. The NLT version from Amber House says, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you abandoned me? So they use the word abandon instead of forsaken. Okay, they add the word abandon. Uh-huh. The Amplified version from Deontay. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Uh-huh. The MSG version. That's a out there version from Sister Sherry says, okay, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you abandoned me? So we got forsaken and abandoned, okay? We got forsaken and abandoned. Everybody pay attention. We got the words forsaken and abandoned. They're saying that Yahusha screamed out, my all, or in the pagan terms, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Living, the New Living Translation. Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you abandoned me? All right. The T-Sit version. Everybody watching the replay, I'm calling out these versions. The T-Cent, the T-C-E-N-T says, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? The NLT, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you abandoned me? We got forsaken and abandoned. Okay. I think we're covering this pretty good. Hold on. CJB version. About three, they use the word Yeshua uttered a loud cry. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. They say sabachthani. No, they ain't no V's, but they're saying sabachthani. My God, why have you deserted me? So now we've got forsaken, abandoned, and deserted. The NCV version from Annette Green. The NCV version says, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. This means, my God, why have you abandoned me? It's abandoned again. The Hallelujah scripture says what? My Eli, lama sabachthani. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my L, why have you forsaken me? Uh-huh. I think we covered this pretty good. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? All right, now I'm going to put the true scriptures in here. How many are ready for the true scriptures? Put the fire emojis in the chat and let's tear it down, taking away the power of our Savior and our Father. Put some fire emojis in the chat. Come on. Put some fire emojis in the chat. Woo! We going in. It's a fire emoji in the chat. I'm going to put the two scriptures version in there. That's what we're going to do. Yeah. We're going to put that. We're going to settle this. Put the true scriptures version in there. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. We got the fire emojis in the chat. Are we hitting the like button? If you want the truth, you want to be set free, you're done being lied to. You don't want no distortions when it comes to the Savior of the world. You don't want to get tricked. You don't want to get fooled no more. You're done with it. Let me get the true scripture. Let me go find it real quick. I just translated this not too long ago. Here it is. I got it because I'm reading it to you. All right. Yeah. Here we go. I'm going to put it in the chat. It's going to go over on YouTube. It's going to simulcast stream over to Facebook. This is Matit Yahoo. Matit Yahoo, which means the gift is Yahuwah. All right. This is chapter 27, verse 46. Yeah. True scriptures version. First time this world has ever seen it. And I promise you it's the truth. I put my life on it. Let's read it. Let's read it. Shall we go up? Let's go up. I just put it in the chat on YouTube and on Facebook. Matit Yahoo 2746, the real translation. Then about that same time, around 3 o'clock, Yahusha shouted, Ali, Ali, Lama, Azabatani, which means what? My Elua, how long will you allow me to endure? My Elua, how long will you allow me to endure? Why is that critical? Do you think for a second that Yahuwah, the Most High, would abandon, forsaken his son ever? Come on, fam. You can't tell me you ain't looked at that verse in your life and went, no, wait a minute. And what's the pastor tell you lying in the pulpit? He had to be completely separated from God in order to take all the sin. Lie. Lie. You're lying. Hold on. How do I know you're lying? How do I know that they're lying? Why is the truth? Look at TSNT.org. Everybody should be going and helping to get this truth out. Come on, fam. Hold a minute. Wait a minute. I'm going to read to you Ramaim, chapter 8, verse 38. I'm not in the true scriptures. I'm just going to quote it as best I can. For I am persuaded that neither death, what? What? I am persuaded, Shaul said, inspired by the set apart spirit, I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor messengers nor principalities nor powers nor in the present nor in the future nor height nor depth nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of a lure. Nothing can separate us from the love of Allah. And do you think he would separate himself from himself? Come on, for real? I'm fired up over this one. I got to tear this one way down. I got to tear it way down. Come on, Amber. Do you think anything can separate us? He gonna come this far and then tell us that nothing can separate us? What? Man, I gave y'all the fire there. Y'all done heard that scripture over and over, and you know it's the truth. Talim, Psalms. What did Dewey say? David, who the line of Yahushua should come from? Chapter 9, verse 9 and 10. Chapter 9, verse 9 and 10. What did Dewey David say? And Yahuwah is a refuge for the crushed one. A refuge in times of distress. Verse 10, and those who know your name trust in you, for you have not forsaken those who seek you, O Yahuwah, not forsaken. No, I don't accept that. I reject that pagan translation. Man, oh man. Y'all got me tore up right now. You might as well put your seatbelt on. Wait a minute. Come on, Cheryl. Kingdom business, right? Talim, chapter 37. Verse 25, David, a man after Yahuwah's own heart. What'd he say? I have been young and now I'm old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his what? Seed begging for bread. Who is Dewey's seed, fam? Who is the wee seed? That's the line of Yahusha. He's telling you, my seed won't be forsaken. And they're going to stick it in the translation. My L, pagan. Why hast thou forsaken me, abandoned me? What? Never has the righteous been forsaken. Now show me, y'all done put up every translation. It's got to be one. No, it's not. But it's got to be, right? It's got to be one. Out there, no, it's not. In here, you found it. Called the True Scriptures. TSNT.org. That's right, Blake. You got to have Yahuwah all through your body to translate this the right way. How do I know? How do I know? Because all I got to do is go to Talim 22:1. And I know what the Savior was quoting. He's coming from the line of Dewey. And what he says and how I don't know anybody's picked it up. That Matthew 27, 46 is up inside of it is a direct quote from Talim, Psalms 22, 1. So when they put the word Shabbatani, I know they're lying. I know they're lying. Oh, they're lying, man. Man, oh, man. Woo-wee! Man, I ought to give that to you in the heat. Let me see if I can pick it. I got so much going on. I got so many notes. Y'all bear with me for a second because I'm on another level right now. I know it and y'all know it. We way up. And I'm not on another level for myself. I'm on another level for Yahuwah. Fact, you know Yahuwah is being represented properly right now. Woo! You know it. Let's get it. Man, oh, man. Yeah, we knocking trolls out. You got to worry about it. We find them. We in a tele team. Pay attention because Yahuwah's going in and the demons are peed off. Right now, the demons are like scrambling going, how'd that get figured out? The demons are freaking out. How did that get figured out? Yeah, the demons are freaking out. Ali Ali Lama Azabatani. See, Azabatani, that is a Hebrew word. Shabbatani is a Greek influence to the Aramaic word. It's a Greek. That's why you got to get this one. You can't even get this one. You can't get this one out of Aramaic. You got to get this one out of the Hebrew. That's why there's four books written in Hebrew, and Matthew is one of them. You got to know this. And you got to know how to pick that up. Come on, Daniel. Daniel Bokote said they've been lying. They've been lying. They've been lying. I knew they've been lying. And they didn't ever, they never made any sense to me. Praise Yahuwah. Fact. We just blew them up. What did I say? Y'all go get all the translations y'all can get. And every translation is going to tell you that Yahuwah separated himself from himself. He's going to tell you that there's an opportunity that he would leave you. Because if he left the son, he for sure had to leave. That goes in the back. You don't understand. When you read that translation, that goes into your subconscious mind. When that goes into your subconscious mind, you can't get it out unless you reprogram it. And that's what we're doing. See, Alicia, I'm telling y'all, that's what we're doing. Hold on, let me see. I don't know if I got it handy. One second. Because y'all know I rock with the Codex Leningrad, but we had to remove all the vowel points. Yeah. Just give me about 30 seconds. I'll be back on point. It don't stop, y'all. Every day I'm translating, I see this nonsense. Every day. There's no day I don't see this nonsense. None. Every day I see this nonsense, it's crazy. I'll give that to y'all in another one.
Oh, I might have got it. There it is. I did get it. Woo! One second. I think I located it. I'm going to show y'all something. I'm going to show y'all something. I'm gonna show y'all something. Are y'all learning something here? Because I'm dissecting. I'm a doctor right now. Right now I'm being a doctor. I'm just dissecting. I'm going way long on this because I got to get this straight. Because most people think it's just some kind of game. Like you're just picking up a book and you're going to sit here and start. See, I'm telling you, if you're going to translate scribes, you can't get put into the whoa scribes category. So when I took on the calling of scribing, I can't have y'all who are saying woe to me. Can't have it. Thank you, Sister Heather, Brother Lane. How many of y'all learning something deep? How many of y'all going, man, I'm so glad that my ears and my eyes are here to witness this breakthrough? Because nobody in the history of the scriptures, be it out in English or any other language, except you got to know real, you got to have them books too. You got to know real Hebrew, real Aramaic. You got to know it. Man, all those years. All them long, when I'm in the house by myself, ain't nobody around 6 to 10 hours a day. Now I'm seeing it pay off for the kingdom. Man, you got to put that work in. You got to put that work in. Here we go. Now watch. I'm going to put something in the chat. I'm going to put the Hebrew of Psalms to Tallinn. Psalms 22:1. I'm going to put it in the chat. I'm going to put it in Hebrew. All right. Now y'all look at this. Sorry. Thank you, Annette. Thank you, Liz. Tallinn. Psalms 22:1 in Hebrew. This is how you crack the code on this one. Hardly anybody gets it. You see that? I just put it in the chat. Now, look at that Hebrew there, right? And when you look at that Hebrew, I'm going to give you the key word. I'm going to give you the key word. Key word for Tallinn. Psalms 22:1. Y'all copying all this stuff. That's your key word. All right, there's your key word. Now that key word is this word. So that key word is this word. That key word is that word. That's azabatani. Now why is that word so critical? You can't put shabatani down because if you put shabatani in there, you're going to get forsaken. You left me. That's right, Shuri. Y'all got me? So I'm telling you, I'm bringing you the receipts. I'm not just talking out, hoping and wishing. I'm telling you that, hold on. Now I'm going to put them together. That way, when somebody goes back and get y'all sitting there copying and pasting. Okay. Y'all copying and pasting. So y'all can get this. Hopefully this helps y'all understand why this is so. You can't separate from Yahuwah ever. I don't care what state you in. All right, there's your word. See, that word there is azabatani. Y'all see that? Now, why is that word important? Because that word means loosen, relinquish, permit, release, set free. It could mean forsake, abandon, leave behind, omit, or relax. But in this case, we know for a fact that Yahuwah will never forsake us or himself or his son, ever. So then you have to do, and once you go back and study Tehillim 22:1, when Daoud says, when he says the same thing, Ali, Ali, Lama, Azabatani, Dui said it. He goes, far from saving me, far from the words of my groaning. What he's saying is, how long are you going to let me hang out like this? Y'all with me? And that's why you can't use the word, see what set apart put in there? Azab. That's why them Z's will take you straight to the Talmud and to the pit of hell once you put a Z in there. Ain't no Z's. The Z's in Hebrew, you might as well say, hey, Satan, come on in here. You got to know what you're talking about. You can't just be saying stuff. You got to know what you're saying. You can't go to Google and go, oh, Google, tell me this. Google ain't going to give it to you right. You got to know how to translate. You got to know what the word means and all of its meanings. And you got to know what was going down while he's quoting Dewey in 22:1. He's saying, how long are you going to have me endure this? How do we know that's true? How do we know that's true? Watch. 47. Some people that were standing there heard Yahusha and said, he's calling out to Eliyahu. They thought he was calling out to Elijah. Nope. One of them at once ran and grabbed a sponge, soaked it in wine, then put it on a stick and held it up for Yahusha to drink. Others said, wait, let's see if Eliyahu will come and save him. Everybody's freaking out. Then Yahusha cried out again with a loud voice, and then he died. Because his spirit, setting on high, said, all right, I'm at the max. And how do we know this is a trip? Because Pilate, you remember in another book, he has the soldier go out and stick a sword in his side because they couldn't believe he died that quick. They said, that's not normal to die like that by impalement, not that fast. So we know this. So when he said, Ali, Ali, Lama, Azabatani, my Allah, how long will you allow me to endure? Right shortly after, like quick, bam, gave up a spirit. Gave up a spirit. I'm putting it together. You ain't got hardly anybody who's going to put that together. They don't want to attach it to Psalms 22:1, which is the exact words that Dewey said. They don't want to trust that. They don't want to attach it to that. You want to know why? Because they're saying Shabbatani.
Now I'm on an island with forsaken, deserted, abandoned. When I go back and see the real word, you got to have the real Hebrew scriptures on this. How many of you got them? How many of you put this time in over all these years? 17 years, man. You got to put that time in. He died shortly right after saying this. At once, as soon as he died, at once the curtain veil in the high car, the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. The earth shook and the rock split. The earth split. The rock split in two. The earth shook. Even several graves opened up. Most people don't realize this. And many of the set-apart people of Elua were raised back to life. They left their graves, and later on, after Yahushua was resurrected, they went into the set-apart city. They were seen by many people. Those people came out of their graves and went back and started living again. Come on, queen, with that super. Those people start living again on earth. Came up, it was such a mega event. It shook so much that it shook some people back out of their graves. And they come on back and start living again. Come on. They were seen by many people. 54. We're almost there. We got to go to 66. And most people say, but I thought Yahushua was the first resurrected. He is the first resurrected to die and go on high. We know Lazarus. We know all these people resurrected and came back on earth and stayed here. He's the first to resurrect from the grave and go back on high. Put that in your spirit. Come on, Sophia. That's super. That should help a lot of people. I'm teaching today for a fact. For a fact. 54, the commanding officer and his soldiers who were guarding Yahushua felt and saw the earthquake and all that had just happened. They were filled with awe and said, truly, this is the son of Elua. So the people that killed him were like, wait a minute, we done messed up bad. We are done. They said, truly, this is the son of Elua. Many women were watching from a distance. They had followed Yahushua from Galilee to serve him. Among the women were Mary Magdalene. Mareem, the mother of Yahakab and Yusuf, and the mother of Yahakab and Yahuhanan, whose father was Zabadiah. That evening, a rich man named Yusuf from Ramatii came. He was a follower of Yahushua. He's a wealthy man, so Pilatus is going to listen to him. I'll give you some favors. He went to Pontius Pilate, and asked for the body of Yahushua. Then Pilatus gave orders for Yahushua's body to be given to Yusuf. Yusuf took Yahushua's body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. Then Yusuf took Yahushua's body and laid it in a new tomb that he owned. The tomb had been cut into out of rock and had never been used before. He rolled a very large stone in to cover the entrance of the tomb. Then he left. 61. After that, Marie Magdala and the other Marie were sitting across from the tomb. The next day, which was the Shabbat. See, we know the cycle. That's why the festivals are important. We know that's the first day of unleavened bread, too. So you got, he dies on the Pesach, and now you got the next day is the Shabbat. The next day, which was Shabbat, the chief priest and the parashim went together to see Pilates. They said, sir, we remember what this deceiver said when he was still alive. Yahusha said, after 3 days, I will rise again. That's right, Daniel. Daniel Bacote said, this is a transforming teaching for everybody. Fact. Nobody's ever heard this meticulously broken down and get the truth. Ever. It ain't just ain't happened. Unless you, I'm talking about in the modern age. I'm talking about unless you was right there with the disciples. You were right there with the first believers. You was right there in that core. And several years after, and then all of a sudden, cut off. You want to know when it got cut off? It was completely knocked to the ground in 321 to 325 AD. Council of Nicaea. Daniel giving out some memberships, helping people out. See you, brother. They said, we remember, they called him a deceiver, even after he's dead. Said he's going to rise again in 3 days, 64. Therefore, order the tomb to be sealed until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal his body and tell people he has been raised from the dead. If that happens, the last deception will be worse than the first one. Pilate said to them, you have guards for that duty. Go and make it as secure as you know how to. 66. So they went and secured the tomb by sealing the stone and posting a guard to watch over it. 66 verses. First time ever, the real Matit Yahu chapter 27 has been in this world since they taught it back in the original times. First time in English. Fact. This has ever been taught and ever been spoken. First time. First time. Blessed are your eyes and your ears for what you've heard. Anybody mocks it, you're going to see the lake of fire. Because you're dealing with blasphemy against the spirit. The spirit of Yahuwah is here and has spoken. That's a fact. There's no other way to put it. You can't get this from normal human beings. You can't dissect this. Why haven't you figured this out? People send us messages. What's your sources? What you do? What you do that? What's your sources? What's your sources? I love y'all, man. Hopefully y'all really appreciated this. This was extra deep. I know it's a deep subject. It was heavy when I was thinking about doing it. I knew. I told Lena, this is a big one. This is a heavy one. It's going to be a heavy one, honey. That's why we put trigger warning. We knew some people were going to cry like crazy. Some of y'all bawled your eyes out, didn't you? Rightfully so. Right, Carolyn, but we tearing it down. That this was a deep one, fam. I gotta tell y'all, this one was a deep one. I know it, you know it, we all know. We've been into an experience, like a spiritual experience with Yahuwah, going through this meticulous. And what did we do with 27:46? Matthew 27:46, we tore it down. We're going to create a whole video just from that section. Oh, the music coming up soon, Adam. Probably in the next 24 hours, you're going to get another sample. I hope in the next 7 days, we're going to hit some distribution. I know there was 1, 2, 3. I know there was like 6 or 7 other songs that are completed waiting for me to review. I've been busy translating. The team been in the studios. Yeah. Yeah, man. And it's been so heavy. I got that other one loaded up. Y'all want me to play that song I played the other day? Y'all want me to play a little, maybe so we can just kind of lighten up out of here, because this was deep. My goodness. Whoo! But y'all been hearing, we've been putting the samples out. We've been putting the samples out. Oh, but this one's cool. This one ain't, we ain't put this one out yet. Y'all just heard this one here. Y'all want me to give y'all a little taste? Just something that's kind of like, because this is so deep. Y'all think we should have something kind of make us kind of move a little bit, kind of feel it? What you thinking, Sister Amber? Hey, I'm getting ready to do another leadership Zoom, because we're building the 144. Those who are like, I'm not arguing, I'm not fussing or complaining. I've been studying, promote the truth. I've been watching the lives. I've been here. Some of y'all been rocking with us for 10 years or more. People come around, they start saying stuff like, we just can't. We've been going since 2007, fam. We've had everything thrown at us you could imagine. 17 years coming up. In that pagan month they call May, we hit 17 years. Man, oh man. Preparation day. Sister Donna told y'all, tomorrow is the real Shabbat. Tomorrow is the real Shabbat on the pagan day they call April 23rd, Tuesday. That is the real Shabbat all over the world. Some of my people already in it. I see Nirob's already in it. I see Elmer and Kareen's already in the Shabbat. It's a good way to kick off y'all Shabbat because they're on the other side of the world. All right, let's get a little taste of this jam, y'all, before we get out of here. Y'all ready? Turn your speakers up. Turn up your speakers. And everybody make sure you're supporting at tsnt.org. You ready? Set. Let's go.
I am the creation of my loving creator. You inspire me for the greater good. I am the creation of my loving creator. Name one who do it better. You created the breeze, birds in the trees, the ocean and seas, then you made me, yeah. You did that, you did your big one, and for that, you got a day one. I am the creation of my loving creator. Nobody do it better, no it can get no better than you. You created the breeze, birds in the trees, the ocean and seas. Then you made me, you made me in your image, oh. You created me in your image,
oh. Hey, I'm going to run it back one more time. Then we're going to get out of here. One more time. Let's go one more time.
The creation of my loving creator. You inspire me for the greater good.
Take these words.
The creation of my love and creator. Name one who do it better. You created the breeze, birds in the trees, the ocean and seas. Then you made me, yeah. You did that. You did your big one. And for that, you got a day one. I am the creation of my loving creator. Nobody do it better. No, it can get no better than you. You created the breeze, birds in the trees, the ocean and seas. Then you made me, you made
me in your image, oh. You created me in your image, oh.
Y'all imagine when that hits? Y'all hit the circuits. Man, no one can do it better. You did your big one. Man. Wow, wow, wow. Man, oh man. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Woo! He said, you did that. You did your big one. Y'all understand? Do y'all understand what he says in the song? Because I help coordinate, collaborate, write a lot of this stuff. You know what we do when we do that? When he says, you did your big one. you did that. Do y'all understand what that? Do y'all understand what that means? You did your big one. You did that. Do y'all know what that means? Name one who do it better. He goes, you did your big one. You did that. Do y'all know what he's talking about? All right, here's what I want everybody to do. Yahuwah, you did your big one. You did that. Now everybody point at themselves. All you do is point at yourself. You did that. You did your big one. That's it. I'm telling you, you don't understand the power you got in you. Yahuwah's telling you. When I created you, I did my big one. That's how this is a very personal thing with Yahuwah. Most people are looking out and all these other people thinking it's these special. No, you are the big one that Yahuwah made. You did that. You did your big one. When you made me, y'all got to say it. When you created me, Yahuwah, you did your big one. You want to know why? Because I'm going to talk about you all over the place. I'm going to promote you all over the place. Catherine, you tore up. Catherine's tore up, y'all. Abraham loves you. She said, release that song. You did your big one. You did that. Come on, y'all. I think we should put that out as the next sample. Because what we're doing is we're building it up. We know what we're doing. You did your big one. Point at yourself. See, Christianity, Catholic, organized religion, they all tell you do not value who you really are. They don't ever talk about that. I'm telling you right now, once you recognize the power that's within you, because Yahushua, when he was here, he said, greater things you going to do than you see me doing. But y'all know you ain't been doing the greater things. Stop playing. We need 144 people to get together and we're going to turn this world upside down. It's going to take about a year. That's right, Annette. That's the call. It's going to take about a year. About a year from now, you're going to see 144 stay. You're going to see we do a live. There'll be 144 will be the base. Then everybody else will come in here and they'll be like, listen, we got to stack up and double that. We got to get to the 288. I'm just telling you how it's going to be. My faith is like that. What's your faith? What's your faith like? Just point at yourself. You did your big one. Come on, Blake. I'm out of here, y'all. We had a good one today. Y'all know it was hot. Y'all share this out. Do me a favor, like for real, for real. Like for real, for real. Do me a favor. We got full production going on now, like 4 or 5 different fronts. We're getting ready to do a major campaign push on what they call Wednesday. Major, major. We're going to pour a lot of money into that campaign. We want to get our subscriber base up over 100,000 on YouTube. We want to double what we got on Facebook, our other platform. We want to get the word out, expand Yahuwah, increase our territory for your name's sake. For your name's sake. Hallelujah. I love y'all with all I got. And I'll finish with this. Based on what my Savior just did, that he showed us through his word, Matit Yahu 27, chapter 27, that's Matthew 27. I'm going to remember what he said because he did that. He did the big, big, big one. We got the big one in us, but he did the really big one. Greater love does no one have, then they lay down their life for a friend, not a family member, not your husband, not your wife, not your kids, not your mama, not your daddy, aunts, uncles, grandma, granddaddy, cousins. No, there's no greater love that you can have than you lay down your life. Be willing to lay down your life for a friend. I will lay down my life for you. That's for real. You got to be willing to do the same for me and the Kahal, the called out ones, the body, the assembly of Yahuwah. I love y'all. If y'all feel this, tsnt.org. We're going to do a big push. We'd appreciate your support. The 144 knows what I'm talking about. They know how to help us keep continue to get it done. You're seeing the fruits of the seed that you're sowing. You're not even having to guess. You're seeing it on Front Street. It's happening right before your eyes. I love y'all. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.